starting in New Simon, which is entitled Hamavarich Eich Nisnahi Bekoshel Birchas Hamazon, which discusses the various requirements of the Kos Shel Bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch begins by quoting some of the requirements of this particular cup that's used for Birchas Hamazon, for benching. Kos Shel Bracha to'on hadacha mibifnim shtifon mibichutz. It's necessary that before the benching, that one takes the cup and rinses it inside, and shtifa, and washing as well, mibichutz, on the outside. It has to be washed inside and out. However, the Mechaber says, im hunaki enot sarach, that in the event that it's clean, it's not necessary to do so. Enot sarach doesn't mean that you don't have to, but certainly there are those that say you still should. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin, im kinchoi b'mape ad shehunaki deshari. It's not necessary that you would have to pour water upon it, just as long as it's clean, by wiping it with some type of cloth, that would be sufficient. So, to remember these couple of things, you say, it's only two things. In reality, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Brachos and Nun Aleph, that there are actually more than just two things with regard to the Koshel Bracha. And of course, the Simon continues, which we'll touch upon in the next couple of days. But the Gemara says as follows, Tana, Asar Devarim, Nemar B'Koshel Bracha. There's actually 10 things that are connected to the Koshel Bracha, and we'll discuss which are more commonly practiced nowadays, which are not in all places. So what are these 10? So he says, Ta'on Hadacha, Shtifa, so he already mentioned as the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch that it needs to be rinsed on the inside as well as washed on the outside. Chai, which we'll translate it as the wine has to be undiluted wine. Mole, the cup that you have should be full. Itur, v'ituf. Itur, we're going to talk about four different opinions. Itur literally means crown. There has to be crowning of this wine. And ituf, the Gemara discusses, we'll talk about this also probably more tomorrow, is wrapping, which with a turban or some type of a hat on one's head. Natlu v'shte yadav, when a person takes the cup, you should lift it up with both hands. V'nasnu b'yamin, and put it into the to the right. If you're a lefty, we'll discuss that later. U'magviyu min hakarka tefach. That the cup, Koshel Bracha, when you're holding it, shouldn't be right up against the table. But rather, should be lifted up a tefach, a hand breadth, which is, let's say, 4 inches. V'nosin einav bo. In the tenth, those who are keeping count, you're supposed to be looking and gazing upon it while you're holding onto it. Obviously, concentrating on the benching at the same time. The Eishomim, there are those that say, this is the Lashon of the Gemara, Av Mishagram Matana L'Anshi Beisa. You should also send, after you had some for yourself, to other people at the table. Anshi Beisa, actually, Chazal tell us, is referring to one's wife. Am Rav Yochanan Anu Ein Lanu El Arba Bilvad. On this, the Gemara concludes with the words of Rabbi Yochanan that says, even though there's 10 things with regard to the Koshel Bracha, we only are nohig to follow 4 of them, namely, Hadacha, which is with a hey, Shtifa, which is with a shin, Chai, with a ches, and Mole, with a mem, which will end up being an acronym, which we'll say in a second. So the 4 that Rabbi Yochanan mentions is that one should wash this cup on the inside and the outside. You have to make sure that the wine is not diluted, as well as mole, the cup should be full. And in fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says this as well. He says, "V'galusa leislon el arba, chai mole shetifa hadacha," that these are the 4 things that we are noheg with the Koshel Bracha. And if it's simonach, and he gives a mnemonic phrase to remember this. And what is the word that you can remember? Chamisha. Chamisha is spelled ches mem shin hey. So the ches is for chai, but has to be not diluted. The mem is mole, has to be full. Then you have the shin and the hey, which is the shtifa and the hadacha, about rinsing on the inside and the out. So it's chamisha, which is interesting. There's 4 things, and he says remember it by thinking of the word chamisha, which means 5. And in fact, he brings down that the same letters can spell another word, simcha, which you would think, hey, that sounds a little bit nicer, which is interesting why they instead choose, the Zohar does, to remember these four things with the word Chamisha as opposed to the word Simcha, which is Shin Mem Ches Hey. So I think there's an answer to that. We'll get to that in a second. Amnam, he continues, the Piskei Tshuvos does, Bein Harishonim, Bein Hamukubalim, Kosvu, numerous poskim, Rishonim are the opinion, She'ein Dibrei Rav Yochanan V'Hazohar Omrim El Inyan She'ein Lanu Chova Lasos Kol Hasar Dvarim. When he says that there's these four things, it doesn't mean those are the four things you should do, and the other six don't worry about, they're unimportant, there's no reason to do them. It just means there's no chov, it's not an obligation to do those other things. Avol vadai, roi lahadir b'chol ha'asar devarim, certainly, if one can, you should try to do all 10 things. V'yesh b'zeh hider mitzvah, it's a hider mitzvah to do so, and in fact, also it's brought down here that the Arizal says that one should do all of these 10 things that we already mentioned. And he concludes and says, "V'amakayim lishmar sar devarim." If when you take the kosher bracha, you've fulfilled all 10 of these things, he says that all these things, garim simcha gedola be'elyonim, then you've created a tremendous amount of simcha be'elyonim. So it's interesting that maybe that possibly could be the reason why the Zohar doesn't like the acronym simcha, because the simcha is not if you only do the four things. The simcha is if you do all 10. And maybe that's also the other acronym, because if you remember the word chamisha, which means 5, in the back of your mind you'll remember, all right, I'm only doing 4, but chamisha means that there's really more than just the 4 that I'm doing. So that's possibly why that's the choice. Nonetheless, we'll continue with this discussion just for a couple more moments before we get to Shkia. Matzinu l'hataz magin Avram shayu manhigim shul hayim m'maleim hakos agidos sub mamish. So you would think that it's, after all, we just mentioned to fill up the kos is something which everyone would do, and it's logical. Why not? It's a nice thing. It shows that your bracha is overflowing. So there are those that would not actually fill up the cup all the way. El menichin ksas reikin l'mala. They would actually leave the cup a little bit empty at the top. According to them, that was what it means when it says itur, crowning, is that it's not all the way filled up to the top, but there's a little bit of the crown of the cup which is exposed, in which there is no wine. He says, furthermore, the Taz explains that the reason why that this is considered a good thing not to fill it all the way over is kadesh yishbo chayin b'yisvaze. The fact that it pours over and you're really wasting wine. Obviously, the chiminang to do that is not an issue, but according to many, they felt that it's better not to do so, especially in a time when wine was not so readily available. And he quotes the words of the Magen Avraham, that says as follows, as well as the Gra. He says that the Gra was noheg be'itor. And what does it mean that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, was very particular to have this crowning? So the Gemara gives two ideas of what this means. Rav Chista says ma'atir le benatle behind ma'atir sevivos hakos shel bracha shishikosio shel yayin. Crowning the cup has nothing to do with the amount of wine you put in, but rather you should have this cup in the middle and to have 6 cups around it, 6 other cups of wine around this kosher bracha, and that shows greater chashivas for that particular cup. Why 6? So the Mefarshim explain, because it's connected to the 6 directions, similar to the way we shake the lulav, that Hashem's in all directions. Another explanation of itur, as is brought down in the Gemara there, is ma'atro b'talmidim. That's one of the Rebbeim, what they did was that they surrounded themselves, they crowned themselves when they made Kiddush with all of their, or Berachas Hamazon, with all their students surrounding the kosher bracha. D'hainu shemoshe v'talmidim seviva b'shas bracha. So that's a third explanation of what this means. Another explanation which is brought down by the Miri is something which we actually find in numerous places. And that is that the crowning is that the person who makes the bracha is not the only one that holds onto the holds onto a kos, but rather the other people at the table are also holding onto their cup of wine at the same time. That's another explanation of what is itur. In conclusion, amna minhag olam shul hakbid al sias itur. Many are not particular in this particular way of the kosher brach of itur, of crowning. Aflo kefi echad mehepirushim anal, not according to any of the explanations we mentioned, hu al pi dibri harishon vatur v'shar poskim da in lanu itor, that itor does not apply nowadays. V'chanan v'chatzach l'shmar v'chazach 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 v'ch